Doug Steffens, good day. And this is a big day for us. Exciting, exciting, exciting. The girls have taken over the entire show. Woohoo! Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Good morning, I feel like, Roberta.
Or close, Kathy Lee and Hoda, good morning.
We just need a martini and we'd be good to go. Doug is, actually, I have to tell you the story, Roberta. Doug made some comments. He was retelling a story from John and Ken, this radio team in Los Angeles, about some comments they made about Whitney Houston, and that caused them to get suspended.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Doug was repeating the story, and, you know, I was a little offended by it. So, oh, can we? Can we actually do it?
Whitney Houston has been cracked out for 20 years, right? And we got a glimpse of her behavior.
You're going to find out that she denies using crack.
Yeah, I know.
Cocaine, though, she didn't deny.
Yeah, all right. So she's cracked out for 20 years. And we heard about, you know, how obnoxious she was at these parties. And she's doing handstands, and she's babbling like an idiot and running around. And you
wet
know,
hair.
Yeah, she's a mess.
Mismatched clothes.
Yeah, it's bag lady time. Now, she's been doing this for 20 years. Blew through her money, ruined her voice.
I heard she blew through $100 million.
Oh, yeah, she was for practical purposes, broke. Yeah, I'm sure there's always royalty money coming in, but so how much of a pain in the ass do you think she was? Can you imagine you're Clive Davis and she hasn't had her head screwed on right for 20 years. And at some point, you're just sick of it all. And so is everybody else in the industry, all her friends and hangers on, and just everybody who knew her had to deal with it. It's like, oh, Jesus. Here comes the crack hoe again. What's she going to do? Oh, look at that. She's doing handstands next to the pool. Very good, crack hoe. Nice trick. But what? After a while, everybody's exhausted. And then you find out she's dead. It's like, really? Took this long?
Wow. All right, so John and Ken in Los Angeles had those remarks to say about Whitney Houston.
That's
which
nice.
A little soon. But what you guys don't know is that Doug was retelling this story in the last hour of Good Day, and I was a little offended, so I actually sent him out. I actually suspended Doug for the day as well.
Good.
So not only have John and Ken been suspended for the week, but Doug has now been officially suspended for the day from Good Day. He'll be back Monday, but he is taking some time out to think about what he's done.
Because you have the power to do that.
I do.
You sat him in the corner. And you said, you go sit down and think about what you did.
I said, you go do some handstands in that corner over there, Doug Steffen, and don't come back until you have something nice to say. So, yeah. So that's where Doug is today. Suspended.
With a little cone head on his, little cone hat on his head there. Again.
He got done.
With a little cone hat on his head. Yes. He sits in the corner. Yes.
Yes,
so,
he did.
Out there in the land of La La, where Whitney lived and, you know, was seen and out and about, what does everybody think about what John and Ken said? I mean,
I have a different take on this. And actually, I'm curious to know what you think about it. 510-8255 is the number to call in. Because is that offensive enough to get somebody suspended? But I think that this was a publicity stunt. I think the station KFI, which is the biggest talk radio station in Los Angeles, they love John and Ken. Program director loves them. They can do no wrong. They are, you know, just the queen bees over there, the king bees. I think they wanted a little week's vacation, so this was their excuse to get it and get a little publicity in the meantime.
Do you want that kind
you
of publicity?
You think so, really?
I really do. I honestly think, take a week off, you're fine, come back in a week. I don't think they were that upset
about
it. Would
you do that to get a week off and to get a little publicity? What would you do? This is actually a great question.
Maybe.
Roberta, this would be too, like, how far would you go, Roberta, to get publicity? I mean, we saw a new picture of Kanye's girlfriend apparently tweeted by, quote-unquote, accident this week. And a lot of people are saying that was just a publicity stunt. Roberta, would you do that? For publicity. Purely
that's a
for
tough
publicity.
Question. I think for publicity. It depends on how much of a publicity demon you are. Some people live and die by it.
I'm talking to you.
But there's a saying in the PR business. Wait, there's a saying in the PR business that says there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, but
because
how do you,
after a while, people forget why
like
they
MIA.
Heard about you. But all they know is that they heard about you.
Who knew MIA until she flipped
what I do,
off
I don't
at
think
the
so.
Super Bowl?
I don't
yeah,
think
but,
so.
But would you go out and buy her DVD now?
Right.
No, but at least I have name recognition. I know who she is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I am a terrible
self. Some people do. I mean, look at when somebody dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible self-promoter, so I would feel really bad doing anything so swarmy. But
Doug would say, I have a pretty strong sense of self. Like, I feel fairly confident about who I am, what I do, all that kind of stuff. But I don't know that I have the ego to go out and do something that stupid or that brash or that offensive. And able to look myself in the eye in the mirror and say, hey, that was okay.
Yeah, you have kids, and I think it makes a difference. And as someone who maybe wants to have kids someday, I always think what I put out there will eventually come back to my future children. And Roberta, the same way with you. Do you want your kids to know? I mean, there's a story out today that we can talk about in a little bit about Paul McCartney finally saying that he actually had to quit pot because he has this 8-year-old daughter now, and he didn't want it to reflect badly on her. But hello, she's going to read that and hammer. She's still going to know that you were smoking pot through her childhood.
Right.
So, I don't know. It always goes back to the media and how much your kids will be able to find out about you, I think.
You know, for me, I think even before that, I wasn't the kind of guy or the kind of person who would just do anything or say anything. I mean, yeah, I like to have fun, but I'm not going to be the kind of person who likes to draw attention to myself just by doing something stupid. Why I got into radio, I don't know, because it's almost a prerequisite.
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of shyer people get into radio because they have
this, you're right.
You know, I mean, I was shy. You were shy. Roberta, were you shy? Mm-hmm. And here we are sitting in front of a microphone.
Horribly shy.
Yeah, but it's different. It's different. It's if you've ever had a public speaking engagement where you have to speak in front of an audience.
8,000 heart attacks.
Terrifying.
I know.
Terrifying. But you do it, and you're just like, okay, you know. But, you know, this, it's me and you. And we're just chatting. We're having a good time. And we're all sitting around the breakfast table, just having our morning conversation, getting ready for the day. It's easy. It's fun. It's not the same. Here's Linda in Kingman, Arizona. Linda, what do you think?
Well, first, I think the two DJs, their remarks were completely out of line. I think they were despicable, even if they're shock jocks. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys laughing, you know, around this is terrible. First, let me say I'm the mother of an addict. 27 years I lived through hell, but he has two children that adore him. My whole thing is around Bobby Christine. This is her mother. As you can see in pictures, she always got her hand around her mother's waist. Mm-hmm. They were inseparable. This little girl's life is, you know, basically ruined. I mean, it's going to be very hard for Bobby Christine to go on. And Whitney Houston was raised a Christian, and she still was a human being. And, you know, she may have done handstands, but I can tell you inside she was hurting a lot through the years.
Yeah.
She had the finest voice I've ever heard, and I think we ought to focus on the beautiful voice that she had and shared it with the world, and let's forget the crack for a minute. And while I'm here and pissed off, I have a couple of other complaints about you guys.
Or fire away.
Okay.
Over the years, I've called in and won the contest in Texas and then won it about 2 months ago here. Neither time did my prize ever show up. So you guys might want to check on who's sending the prizes out. They aren't arriving.
We're going to beat him severely right now. Yeah. But hold on, Linda.
I would rather have the Star Spangled Banner played by you guys, and let's remember Whitney that way because I loved her music.
Yeah. Can I ask you one question, though, Linda? Because you have some experience with dealing with addiction, and I have it in my family, too. And I know that we laugh a little about it to process it, but it's not something funny. But what would you tell Bobby Christina? Because that's the first thing you think of when you think about this awful, awful story. Does she have addictive tendencies from either genetics or whatever?
Well,
what
I'm a Christian. The Bible doesn't teach anything about addictive tendencies. It simply says that it's a sin. You make choices in this life. Whitney made wrong choices, and my son always makes wrong choices. He's been sober. He's been drunk. He's been a cocaine addict for 17 years. But there's a little 5-year-old girl involved that absolutely thinks he walks on water. So I hang in there because of her, and I just keep praying. I have cried all week for Bobby Christine. I don't know what I would tell her. It's hard to say, you know, God loves you, but your mommy just died, so I just simply don't know, but I've really been praying for that little girl because, you know, her family split up, her dad isn't with her, and, you know, obviously she must have been around her mother when she was stoned a lot. And I just hope there is a family backup and, you know, for her and that she's near them. And I'm sure, you know, Sissy Houston's a gospel singer. The strange, bizarre thing to me, my son was raised right. And Whitney Houston was raised in a loving, caring, nurturing family. It's very hard to understand why they make these wrong choices. She had it all, looks, voice, everything.
We talked about this yesterday, Linda, and one of the things is you become something that you're not comfortable with and that you have to do this to cover that up. And for the daughter, I would say, hey, listen, no matter what happened, no matter what your mother was or what happened to her, you know that she loved you 100%. And whether
she takes care
of the pain, you know.
There is so much footage of Whitney talking about how Bobby Christina is the angel, and hopefully she can hold on to that and know that, you know, she was really important to her mom, and that her mom was sick.
Right. Well, either way, I mean, it's a sad story all the way around, and for John and Ken to sit there and say something like that just for a publicity stunt, it's pretty low. All right, it's 18 past the hour on Good Day. Michael, get Linda's present out to her now.
Stat, come on.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Coming up on 21 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day. Doug's been sat in the corner. He might be back a little later. We haven't decided yet. So until then, stick around or visit DougSteffensShow.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com. bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is out for the moment. Maybe back a little bit later. Until then, Jen, Roberta, and myself, Rich, are with you. And it's time to talk a little Idol. I don't know whether you had a chance to see it last night, Jennifer.
No, I missed it last night.
Some pretty decent stuff. But
you like the talent pool?
There is some good talent in there. There's some still some edgy stuff sitting around in there, too, that they have to weed out. And that's what they did last night. Last night, their job was to get down from, like 80 or 100 to 40.
And that's then
they,
hard.
And I know. And then they have to get down to the 24, and then that's when they start kind of, okay, now we're in full mode here.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, everybody was in groups again, and they were in Las Vegas, and they were at one of those kind of oldies show hotel theaters with the oldies band doing Elvis and Buddy Holly and all that kind
that
of stuff,
cool.
60s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Maybe not 70s. So everybody was paired up into groups of four, three or four, and they all took a shot at some of the oldies, and here's what we had.
Chica, 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 wow, wow, wow.
While you was beaming, I was beaming.
Sounds like Luke Cantrell to me. Sounds like yesterday.
Yeah.
So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went.
I wasn't that impressed by this. I did see it last night. And here's another four taking on Rock and Robin.
Ah, Doug would be loving this. You guys in the corner.
He rides in a treetop all day long.
A nice voice.
Singing his song.
Listen to that guy singing his song.
Robin,
not bad. And let's see, we got here Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Everybody said we never would.
Yeah.
But when I start to think they're right, love is sad.
That's a Sugarland song, though. That's very
no. It wasn't good. Here's where Why Do Fools Fall in Love. This is pretty good, actually.
Why do fools fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay? Lovers will wake up
This is cool. This is a re-rendering of a Buddy Holly song. Check this out.
Here am I, where you left me here, so I could sin and cry. What have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby?
I like this.
It's cool, isn't it? Recognize the song. It's an old Buddy Holly song.
Not at all.
It's very slowed down and it's very soulful, but it was very cool. And all of the judges were digging this. So anyway, they got it down to 40, and then they start going down to 24 next week. So we'll see what happens then. It's 28 past the hour. Big Steffens. Good day.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Bean, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haeger, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right, Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, Canada. Clean credit. No. And 229 local rules is Constant Contact.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Getting the kids out to the bus stop. I know that's what my wife is doing right about now. Getting them breakfast out to the bus stop. Getting off to work. Traffic is not bad today. Weathers might be another question, so hope everything's
good. I don't know. It's a holiday weekend, you know.
I know. It's
President's Day.
You know, it wasn't bad coming in, but we had some fog and we have some possible nasty weather coming in here on Sunday. But with the long weekend, hopefully everybody will just be kind of hanging out. So, Roberta's got the Queen of Cheap coming up for you in a second. Doug is off and running around Tiffin, Ohio. We sent him out because he was a bad boy earlier, so we may invite him back a little later. We haven't decided yet. Until then, I don't know whether you guys have seen this video. I haven't seen the whole video. I've just seen snippets of it.
I have seen the whole video.
Of the father who was upset at his daughter's Facebook post about him.
Oh, she's a little jerk, this girl.
Because he's riding her to go get a job. So she talks negatively about him on her Facebook post. He sees it, grabs her laptop, goes out into the South 40, and videotapes himself saying, "Listen, you lazy little so-and-so, get off your tail and go get a job. And here's what I think about your Facebook post." Boovadow, boovadow, pow, 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 right into the laptop. And it's done.
How old is she?
I don't know. I guess she's in her...
She's a teenager.
Yeah, high teens, something like that. So this video now has gotten 26 million views.
And you know parents everywhere are like, yeah, give it to her.
So we want to know what you think. Was this guy over the top? Is this ridiculous that he took a gun and went out and shot her laptop up because she was a little upset at him? Or did he do the right thing? Did he show her and teach her a lesson? 1-800-510-8255. Would you have gone out and shot the $200-$600 laptop and taught her a lesson? Or would you have tried to sit down and talk to her about it and say, listen, here's what's going on and we need to correct this? What do you think? Is this guy funny? Is this guy cool? Is this guy a moron? 1-800-510-8255. And we'll get to that right after Roberta does her Queen of Cheap. Get a couple of good deals for you in here real quick, and...
It's Freebie Friday.
She's the queen of cheap.
It is Freebie Friday.
The diva of dumpster type. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, Roberta, what do you got?
Okay, it is Freebie Friday. That it is, and we've got a whole bunch of free stuff for you. Let's start with Bath and Body Works. Buy three, get three free. Plus, you only pay $1 for shipping and handling online, and we have the coupon for you at DougStephan.com. Also, a free e-cookbook. I love these e-free cookbooks. Weight Watchers Points Plus Crock Pot Chicken Recipes. It's a mouthful. So if you're on the Weight Watchers Point Plus program, here are some recipes for you. Also, if you're dreaming of a wedding, and a lot of brides are now because June's a big month for weddings, and they're starting now, a free ebook, Your Dream Wedding on a Budget, 47 Cost-Cutting Secrets. We have a great coupon from Dollar General for you, 50% off decor, housewares, and domestics. That's through the 19th. So all through the weekend, you can go to Dollar General and get half off the stuff you love to buy. Free Nine West Love Fury perfume sample. Can you imagine? Love Fury is the name of a perfume. I don't know. Now, here's a whole bunch of food stuff, and you know how I love food freebies. Free Qdoba chips and queso with purchase. Two free Chevy's kids meals on Saturday and Sunday. Free breakfast at IKEA. Free pie at Waffle House. Whew. And after you're through with all that, we also have a free Metamucil sample for you.
Keep everything moving.
Figure if you eat all this stuff, you're keep everything moving. And after everything's moving, you're probably going to need the free Renews It Fresh Accents air freshener.
After the Metamucil.
Stuff for you on the Queen of Sheep website. After the Metamucil. Also, we have a deal for you at Vitacost.com where you can go and get all the stuff that you need, like household essentials, health and beauty aids, vitamins, supplements, even organic and natural foods. And the best part of it all is you get it at up to 50% off. And right now, if you order from them, $49, they ship it free to your door. So it's a great deal. Just go to Vitacost.com and pick up all the stuff you need and have it delivered, which is what I like the best. And you'll find all of this at the Queen of Cheap website at DougStephan.com.
There she is in all her glory, the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli. You can catch all that at DougStephan.com or TheGoodDayShow.com. Not TheGoodDayShow.com. All right, thank you, Roberta. We're talking about the dad who blew up his daughter's laptop because he was upset because after riding her to go get a job, she Facebooked him and said something that embarrassed him. And apparently the father claims that if I did something to embarrass my parents at the grocery store, I would have got my tail tore up from one side or the other in front of God, family, friends, and the whole grocery store. And I wanted to teach her a lesson. Did he do the right thing by shooting up her laptop, or was he over the top? Here's Frank in Lake City, Florida. Frank, what do you think?
I'm a father of five teenagers myself.
Oof, wow.
And I got to tell you, if I found something like that my daughter wrote about me, I would be very concerned about what happened to my relationship with my daughter. I mean, number one, they've never had any problem coming to me and talking to me about any problem that's going on. Apparently, his daughter definitely had a problem, you know, meeting up with him face-to-face about something. And you could tell it kind of boiled over into that because, I mean, of all the profanity and everything, she was really just, whether she was right or wrong, she definitely boiled over. And it's probably because there wasn't really good communication lines between her and her father to begin with.
It seems like they kind of had that stereotypical TV father, angry teenage daughter relationship where they don't talk much. The dad wants her to get a job. The dad wants her to clean up the house. She says, I'm not going to get a job. And by the way, what I do around here is enough, which she thought was just hilarious because she doesn't do anything around the house. And the mom was involved because he put a bullet in the laptop for the mom. So I think you're right. Maybe if it was if they had more communication and they were talking, obviously you're not going to need to do this. But if you are a parent and you are fed up with your teenager's bad attitude, is this just a way to release frustration?
If you're fed up with your kid's attitudes, stuff like that, you better take a look in the mirror because that's who they follow. And, you know, if I found that, I wouldn't be so upset about my authority being overridden. I'd be more concerned about what's happening with my daughter and where is she headed? You know, it's not about you as a parent. It's about how you're doing as a parent.
You know, it is funny because a lot of people get to the point where, you know, my kids are young, you know, 8 and 5, where you go, what's wrong with you? And it isn't what's wrong with you. It's what, at that age anyway, it's what am I doing to make you react this way, or how can I change the way that you are reacting? You know, at a certain point, though, they get to the age where they have a mind of their own, and you can react to them, but you don't nearly steer their actions as much as you used to. So I'm sure when they get into the teens like you have, it's a whole different ball game, and it's a lot harder.
All of my kids, I say this cautiously because, you know, there's their little world where you don't know what's going on. You know? But with the world that I have with them, between me and them, I think I have a really good relationship with all my kids. And they can come to me at any time to talk to me about anything.
Yeah, and that's a key. That's a key. I mean, if your kids can't come and talk to you, that's a problem. All right, Frank, thank you so much. Let's skip around Florida and go to Bo and O'Brien, Florida. Bo, what do you think?
I think I've got, you know, I've raised three boys. My youngest is 18 and still at home in school. And I think the guy that is a little, I think Frank's a little bit off base with, I do agree that the language may have been a little upsetting, but I think that if you're trying to teach your kids a lesson, sometimes you have to go to an extreme, especially when they're teenagers. And if the man bought his daughter the laptop, and technically it's his laptop and he can do what he wants with it, I kind of think it was great myself.
I mean, hey, listen, there. When you look up and you see the video of the guy shooting the laptop, it is comical. It's funny. It's funny to
and
watch.
And everybody knows what that feeling is, whether you're upset with your kids or you're upset with your job. Everybody knows when you're just had enough, you just need to blow some steam off.
But then after that's done, where are you with your kids? Where, you know, then what? Where are you at? What did that do? What did that help? Did that help anything? Or did that just make the statement? And will the statement do anything? And that's I guess, where you kind of have to go there. All right, Bo, thank you so much. Let's try Richard in Florida. Richard, what's going on? What do you think?
I think it kind of goes both ways downhill. I mean, for one, let's look at the dad's point of view. Okay, angry daughter, wanting to get a job. I was stingy. I take it, you know, I was going to call her stingy, you know, don't get a job. Maybe he spoiled her, okay? Well, I couldn't. I was, you know, high school, didn't want to get a job. After high school, freshman year of college, dad offered to pay my tuition, bought me an $850 laptop. I would get mad if he shot it. I mean, I would have, if I would have posted a post about him, I would have, you know, he would have got mad at me, but I'm pretty sure that he could have handled that a different way.
Right.
Okay, do you guys want to hear... Do you want to hear the post, and then you can tell us what you think?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a post from this girl, Hannah, who's 15. Quote, I'm tired of picking up after you. You tell me at least once a day to get a job. I have no idea how I have a life. I'm going to hate to see the day when you get too old to wipe your blankety blank. Oh. And you call me asking for help. I won't be there. That's what the daughter wrote about her dad on Facebook.
She's 15, and he keeps telling her to get a job?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I didn't see the book. I watched it on a mobile phone.
Yeah, I didn't see it actually written out either. So, I mean, she said something that's pretty mean when you think about I'm not going to be there when you get old.
Yeah.
But,
you know, he wants her to mature really quickly, and that kind of things up with your daughter.
Yeah, and at the same time, she's 15, and to be after her every day to get a job, I mean, who knows what the situation is, but...
Yeah.
That might be. It seems like this might be a,
15,
not
be
your typical
you to,
family.
To study more.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Richard, thank you so much. So, here's the question now, though. You've gone out and you've basically reprimanded your daughter with a gun on her laptop. Now, granted, I mean, you're out in the middle of a field, the daughter's nowhere around. But does Family Services see this and now go, well, maybe we ought to go in and just have a little look-see and see what's going on?
Oh, they were involved. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Since the video's been online, Child Protective Services has been to the house.
Yeah.
They want to see what's going on over there.
You know, that's going to attract attention.
Yeah, and I guess the father said that the lady looked through the house, the yard, and found theirs to be a healthy home. She wasn't at all scared, but she did say that she doesn't like guns as a general rule. So she did go through. I guess they were involved.
Well, who cares whether you like guns as a general rule?
Yeah, but the house
it's none of your business.
Inspection, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, okay. Does Family Services have a place to go take a look at what's going on? I don't know.
I think you have to. When you see a video like that, they probably have to get involved. It was too famous not to. But Child Protective Services hasn't commented about what they found. This is just the dad saying that they passed inspection and everything was okay.
All right. Well, I'm sure Dr. Phil and Dr. Such and Such and Dr.
Yes.
Who and Dr. Whatever will be out talking about this for the next couple of days because it's pretty viral. But all right. Thank you, Jen. Thank you.
Tough love.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes it's a little too tough. It's coming up on 48 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes. Green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected. Like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Actually has some traveling coming up in the next few months, so I need the services of our buddy Tom Fair or Tom Parsons from BestFairs.com. Tom Fairs from Best Parsons.
I like Tom Fair too. That's
Tom Fairs from BestParsons.com or Tom Parsons from BestFairs.com. So he's got a couple of deals in the hopper for us this week. We'll take a look and see what they are. If you're looking to get out of Dodge, stick around and Tom will let you know the best way to do that. It's 54 past the hour on Doug Stephens. Good day.
Wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm. Not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haeger, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
All right, time to get a little travel information in there with Tom Parsons, BestFares.com. If you go to GoodDayShow.com or DougStephan.com and you scroll down to the Better Living section, you see Tommy's good-looking mug there. Click on that, and he'll give you the deal of the day, which is what, Tommy?
Oh, I think it's the car rental stuff. I know the price of gas is going up, but again, the cost of car rentals for spring break and stuff right now through the through now, and you know, it could be you might not even want to fly somewhere. You just want to drive somewhere. But then your problem is maybe you've downsized your car. Now you're going to go to traveling around with your cats and dogs and suitcases and a bunch of crazy kids. And you're all saying, I wish I had a bigger car. Well, there's two options out there this weekend or this week. One is if you live in Washington, D.C. or Dallas or San Francisco, you can pick up a car right in your hometown. This, you know, when we priced San Francisco, it was $500 and some for a 1 week subcompact at the airport. And Orlando, $500 and some for a subcompact.
Wow.
And,
that's crazy.
With this promotion code we have, you can pick it up almost in any Avis location through June 30th. There are some Florida blackouts. I think it's the week of Easter. But you're looking at $159 for an intermediate SUV, or for $10
wow.
more, you get a full-size SUV, and plus whatever the taxes are. And if there's a local Avis, that might be the smarter bet, because then you won't pay those high taxes at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So because those little extra fees they put over in there. So,
wow.
I mean, but that's a nice deal. You can just pack up the kids, go somewhere, and if you're in Washington, D.C., you know, drive up like up and down the coast and have a bigger car. The other deal we have is in Florida. And, again, you can rent this in Florida, too, through June 30th. Is you pick it up after May 23rd, March 23rd, up until, I think, May 31st. That's our fly drive. We call it the Diana Shore Special, because this one is the one where you can fly if you get a one-way fare down to Florida instead of paying. Some of these car rentals can be, depending on the week you go, can be $500, $600, $700 for a subcompact. And if you've ever been to the Ringling Brothers Circus, you know what I'm saying when they put all those clowns
yep.
in one little car.
A little clown car.
Yeah, well, I see that in Florida. It's five people try to get into these little subcompacts with suitcases and all, and I'm saying, they must have came from Sarasota where that clown school is. But no, that's this way you can pick up a car, and Fort Lauderdale seems to be one of our cheapest cities, or Fort Lauderdale, pick it up for $112 a week plus whatever the airport tax is. And we're finding it with all taxes included about $140. This is not for a subcompact. This is for a full-size car. Drive it out of Florida. If you don't want to drive it all the way home, you can drive it to New Orleans. You can drive it to Atlanta, or you can drive it to Dallas. You can go drop it off anywhere in the USA where there's a major airport from where Alamo National or Enterprise is located.
Huh.
And that's why we call it the Diana Shore Special, because...
So there's your Diana Shore Special. See the USA and your Chevrolet or whatever else they have for the rental thing.
Right.
All right, so if you're looking for a one-way trip down and drive back, that's the deal for you. Go to gooddayshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Click on Tommy's picture, and there's your deal. And thank you, Tommy. It's 58 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Introduce